Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. In football first, Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce and his side go up against Cameroonian Rabat in the knockout stages. Later, Data Nation, the Belgian, has led to unexpected AFCON glory in 2017 in Gabon. 73-year-old retires in June and is hungry for the victory and quarterfinal spots and says that his side won't go easy on their opponents.
No mercy tomorrow, you can be sure. I have to win that game. That's all that counts tomorrow. So no hard feelings, no sentiments, no nothing. I'm the coach of South Africa and I want to win the game tomorrow.
Bafana Bafana are up against Cameroon in that knockout clash and kickoff at 9 p.m. tonight. Hosts Morocco are up against Tanzania at 6 o'clock. Staying with football, this time in the English Premier League now, under 21's coach Callum McFarlane will lead Chelsea when they go to Premier League title hopefuls Manchester City later. Now, he's in temporary charge after Enzo Maresca's departure on New Year's Day over disagreements with the club's hierarchy. Now, McFarlane says he doesn't want the change in the dugouts to distract from the task ahead.
It's not really about me or my first game or playing against Pep. It's about Chelsea versus City, two top sides, and we'll go there and compete. And we've seen this year how this team can do in big moments. So we're really looking forward to that challenge.
Yeah, that clash between City and Chelsea kicks off at 7:30 tonight. In the earlier fixtures today, Liverpool in action against Fulham at 5. At the same time, Tottenham play host to Sunderland, while Manchester United head to Leeds at 2:30. And then over to cricket now. The first day of the fifth and final Ashes test has been abandoned due to rain and bad light in Sydney. England were having a good day when play ended. They'll resume on 211 for 3 on day 2. Joe Root and Harry Brook will continue at the crease after building a partnership of 154 runs. And then SA20 defending champions MI Cape Town host Paarl Royals in a West Coast derby at Newlands with first ball at 3:30. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, Emma Raducanu pulled out of Great Britain's United Cup tie with Japan, sparking concerns about her fitness ahead of the new season. She was due to take on Naomi Osaka in Perth, but Katie Swan took her place. Great Britain captain Tim Henman is confident